Now, panelists, here are some questions for you, and all of them allow us to dwell lovingly on the current lobbying scandals in Congress. Charlie, one of the principal figures implicated in the Abramoff scandal is Representative Bob Ney of Ohio. It's a little weird that Abramoff would have lavished so much money and gifts on such a relatively minor member of Congress. In fact, Ney was most famous prior to this as the man who made the House cafeteria do what?
Make little horsey sounds when he came in. Is he one of the Freedom Fry dudes?
He was the Freedom Fry dude.
Okay, that's what I thought, yeah. I thought Walter Jones from North Carolina was one of the Freedom Fry dudes.
It may have been Mr. Jones's idea, but Ney, you see, until quite recently, was the head of the House Administrative Committee, which runs the Capitol. So he gave the order for the House cafeteria.
Did he have to put that through, like, the subcommittee on side orders?
Mm-hmm. Something like that. This, by the way, actually happened. We didn't make this up on the show. This happened, that French fries would henceforth be called Freedom Fries because the French, you see, didn't think that invading Iraq was the fabulous idea that it turned out to be. Now, Abramoff has told investigators that he arranged for Ney to get tens of thousands of dollars in exchange for favorable legislation. By the way, in case Representative Ney is listening, we checked, and at the cafeteria at the federal prison camp in Morgantown, West Virginia, they still call him French fries.
Yeah.
Roy, Tom DeLay resigned his post as majority leader in part because of the Abramoff scandal. Other politicians, of course, are maneuvering to succeed him. One of them, Missouri's Roy Blunt, no relation to you.
That's true. That's true. In fact, I regard him as my evil homonym. I actually once met him years ago. He came to, I was promoting a book in St. Louis, and he came to the radio show I was on, and he was quite nice, and he, I gave him a copy of my, he was then the treasurer of the state of Missouri. I gave him a copy of my book, signed, and he gave me a signed copy of the budget of the state of Missouri. But that was before he went bad.
Anyway, Congressman Blunt, in fact, is running to replace Tom DeLay as majority leader. And it's going to be a tough fight, so he took the important step of registering the name of what website?
Oh, geez. I hope it's... Well, he doesn't spell his name. I'm making clear that he spells his last name differently from, B-L-U-N-T, without the O, which I think is... Anybody could spell it like that, but he registered his name. I mean, it's some form of...
Sort of a, what's the word? Preemptive strike.
Oh, crooked Roy Blunt. I don't know.
Close enough. We'll give it to you. He registered RoyBluntSucks.com.
I see.
Also, StopRoyBlunt.com. I like to imagine the staff meeting where they said, well, we need to come up with the internet names. Mm-hmm. And the staff member starts suggesting, to the congressman. Well, you obviously
quickly lots of much a poopy head Roy Blunt.
My evil twin.